Forensic photographers with the Los Angeles Police Department had been snapping pictures since the 1920s, chronicling everything from routine arrests to notorious murders and raids. For many years, old crime scene photos and publicity shots were stored in a forgotten warehouse. Last year, a team of artists and police officers found the negatives and made several hundred prints. The LAPD archive is heading to art galleries across the country. NPR's Mandalita Barco reports.
The Los Angeles Police Department has historically been linked with LA's famous image maker, Hollywood. So it's only natural that the set of the 1950s cop show Dragnet has a cameo in the LAPD's photo archive. One picture shows actor Jack Webb, TV's Joe Friday, receiving a police badge from then-Chief William Parker. In another shot, Adam 12 actor Kent McCord practices firearms maneuvers with guys on the force. There were many other famous and infamous people photographed by the LAPD between the 1920s and the 1970s. John F. Kennedy, Alfred Hitchcock, Charles Manson, and silent film star Thelma Todd mysteriously found dead in her car. There are plenty of lesser-known corpses, too, captured on film at the morgue and at grisly crime scenes.
You know, with the fedora detective kind of hard-bitten. It's straight out of film noir.
Tim Wright is associate curator of photography at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. He helped put together the exhibition culled from old LAPD negatives. One of the most striking images is a moody shot of police investigators standing over a corpse at a foggy homicide scene below an LA bridge.
And the crime scene is actually this small little vignette under this soaring archway. There's nothing more filmic. It's that pullback panorama that establishes the shot.
That photo almost looks like Humphrey Bogart could have been the detective.
It's wonderfully cinematic. You know, you can almost feel the credits rolling over the top of it.
Other images in the archive evoke the work of gritty New York photographer Ouija. One was snapped moments after a mob hit. The two bloodied victims sit at a restaurant booth, slumped over plates of spaghetti. It's like a scene out of a gangster movie.
It's really police work copying film, and then it's film copying police work.
Rick Morton is a Hollywood photographer who shot stills for the movie L.A. Confidential, and he's a reserve officer for the LAPD. He says he's always been fascinated by police crime photos, and he had a hunch the department might have some old ones. He was right and got permission to pore over thousands of negatives that had been stored in cardboard boxes at the City Records warehouse. Some of the older silver nitrate negatives were slowly decaying. Morton enlisted his wife, an art gallery owner, and others to recover the fragile artifacts taken by photographers at the country's first crime lab.
They weren't trying to be artists. They were trying to earn a living.
Jim Watson is the last remaining forensic photographer of that era. He spent 28 years with the LAPD.
Well, I'm pleased because I like to know somebody appreciated what we did. And whether you had to go into a hotel room, the body had been there for 2 months or something, you just had to do it, that's all. The picture's necessary for the record.
One of his crime lab photos is included in the exhibition. It shows a handwritten note by a bank robber.
It said, stick up, don't move, smile. And I don't know if it worked or not, but he wound up in jail because we could prove that he was the writer by the handwriting.
Watson says some of his colleagues would prop up dead bodies to get a better angle. Lieutenant John Thomas, who worked on the archive, says some of the photographers even recreated crime scenes.
These photographers had a great eye for the aesthetic and for trying to capture more than what was merely there, something that you don't see today.
Today's crime photos are often close-ups of the evidence without any context, shot in a way police believe will make it easier to get a conviction. Rick Morton says they're not as compelling as those shot by the old-time photographers.
They actually had time to set up a camera, to look through the camera, and to really compose an image. And I think that's why you see these older photos have a very special quality.
And it's not all gruesome murder scenes and staged publicity shots. It's also photographs of female rookies in beehive hairdos aiming their revolvers, and motorcycle cops in the 1950s lined up to eat donuts. The race is now on to catalog 400,000 more negatives in the LAPD archive. 77 of the photos are on permanent display at police headquarters. A roving exhibition may soon be headed to a gallery in San Francisco. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.